ハリヒオン。
サハナバワト、サハナブナクト、サハヴィリヤンカラバワハイ、テジャスヴィナバジタマストマヴィヴィシャバハイ。Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sati Gaurbhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Sham Na Mitra Sham Varunaha Sham na bhavat bhayama Sham na indra vrihaspadihi Sham na vishnur brahmaha Namo brahmane Namaste vayo Tvamevam pratyaksham brahmasi Tvamevam pratyaksham brahma vishyami Ridam Varishyami, Satyam Varishyami, Tanmamavadu, Tanvaktaramavadu, Avadumam, Avaduvaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.Shamna Mitra Shambarunaha Shamna Bhavadvayama Shamna Indra Vihaspadihi Shamna Vishnurakramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva pratyaksham brahmavarisham Ridhamavarisham Satyamavarisham Tanmamavid Tadvaktaramavid Asimam Asivaktaram Om Shanti 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 Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryankara Bhavahai Tejasvi Navadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Tatsaya Ravrinimahe Gatum Yagyaya Gatum Yagyapadaye Daive Swasti Vastunaha Swasti Manushe Udvam Jigata Vesajam Shamna Astur Vipane Shamta Dushpane Om Shanti 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 Om Agni Mere Purahitam Yajnasya Devam Ritvitam
कृष्ण पक्षे चतुर्थी तिथौ अक्षित गोत्रे श्री वामन वामन दास उपनयन संस्कार श्री कृष्ण प्रीत्य करिष्यामहे।
ॐ तत्कृष्णाः परमम् भरगम् सदा पश्यन्ति श्रूरयः दिवेव चक्षुराधताम् तद्विप्रासामि पन्यवाजग्रवागम् सस्वमिन्दते विष्णो यत् परमम् पराम्।
ॐ
शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
Unless you want to be the one doing
this. No, I said that we will be doing it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now this is the Upanayana, the reformatory rites for creating Brahma. So this creates, this is a rite initiation into Siksha. We have to be very careful to understand. This is not the rites for Diksha. Right? Initiation. This is rites for Siksha. So this means then, from now, we have to be very serious about our studies, serious about our behavior, everything. Sense speaking means proper behavior. Without proper behavior, then there is no learning. Without proper behavior, there is no understanding. Without proper behavior, there will be no realization. So realization is the what we are trying to gain in the whole process of study. Understand that realization? That means it's a deep understanding. It means it becomes part of us. Does that make sense? Like that. So we want to realize, you know, Krishna's name, form, quality, pastimes, not just that we've heard about it, we know about it. Okay, we understand we're not the body, but do we realize that? You know? We understand that we're not the mind or the subtle body. These kind of things, that we have to realize. So we're trying to get to that stage. Therefore, without qualities, it can't work. Therefore, we see as the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, they have to work on good qualities. They don't have good qualities, they can't perform their duties. Right? You can perform business without good qualities. You can be an excellent artist without good qualities. But you can't properly study. You can't properly lead, you can't properly interpret the scriptures, you can't properly perform the rituals, you know, or proper sadhana without good qualities. So therefore, this is a reformatory rite, it's for purification, like that. And this is not a game, this is real, right? You know, it's just like you have a video game and there's a big war and everybody's shooting each other and, you know, you have 10 lives in the game, you know. But not in the real world. Real world, it's real bullets, and you really get killed. So this is not just something for fun, for kids, you know, it's a nice thing, you know, over here, yeah, they do this thing, and all that. This is real. Right? You understand? It means with this, then, you have obligation. And this obligation is the rest of your life. Right? You'll be given a mantra. It has to be chanted 3 times a day, the rest of your life. Not that you chant it when you like, or we're in the Gurukul, we chant it when we go home for vacation, or, you know, we do something else, we don't chant it, or after we're out of Gurukul, we don't chant this, or... No. This is a determination that I'm going to be serious about, you know, studying and practicing the tenets of the scriptures the rest of my life. Right? And this paves the way for initiation by the spiritual master into the spiritual initiation. See, this is not spiritual initiation. This is in between. It's for the proper purpose of attaining the spiritual platform. Right? So by the chanting of this mantra, it will bring you to the liberated platform. But spiritual is beyond the liberated platform. Right? It means the pancharatrik, or initiation that we use in ISKCON, That is that initiation into the activities of the spiritual world. So it's a higher principle. So that is the eternal spiritual master. Right? It means here, the teacher gives the reformatory rites for the purpose of study. So in this body, then that relationship is maintained. But when we leave this body, then that connection is not the obligation, it changes. But with the spiritual master, that is an eternal obligation. So this is in practice for eternal. Initiation means you're making an eternal obligation. This you're simply making an obligation for one lifetime. Does that make sense? A little smaller. Of course, what we're used to is an obligation for the next 5 minutes. So this is a big step. Okay. So in here, then various things will be gained. A thread, a chadar, a staff, and all these have significance like that will be explained as we go through. So these things are to be dealt with nicely. The reformatory rite of a Brahmin means, the Brahminical quality means humility. One can never consider that one is in a better position than someone else. This is not allowed. That's not a Brahminical. That pride is not the quality of Brahmins. Like that. We've heard in the past of proud Brahmins, and they always have trouble. They always have difficulties, and their life makes difficulties for them. So this is not an end, this is a beginning. You understand? It's now things start. Not, okay, we've got to here now, we can sit back and relax and we're the big Brahmin. No, this is where it starts. Right? You understand? That's where we start. Now from here, now we start to learn how to be proper devotee, how to be a proper Brahmin, how to be a proper student, a Brahmachari, like that. It means this is serious. Now we're a Brahmachari. We can't be walking around in karmic clothes, listening to the video, watching the video, doing all this and that, and just, you know, hanging out and talking with the girls. No. If that's what your interest is, then don't sit through this ceremony. This is for those who are not interested in all that. Does that make sense? Like that. So that means you'll have a vow to attend the sacred fires, you know, perform your other duties, wake up before the sun comes up, you know, unless you're sick or like in the summer when it's hot like this, but otherwise don't sleep in the daytime. You know, so that means you have to take rest proper on time at night. Because sleep in the day creates lust. And brahmacharis, they don't get lusty. Right? They always avoid this. So therefore, they don't sleep in the daytime. Right? You know, sick, that's another thing. But otherwise, a normal thing, they work it out how to take rest on time and night so that they have enough rest, and then they can get up in the Brahma Muhurta. They always get up in the Brahma Muhurta. They chant. They don't sleep through the sunrise. These are, you know, serious vows. So we can see this is not something for just kids. This is someone for young devotees who are serious about, you know, spiritual life. So, what do you think? You're interested, or is this, you know, sounds like something that you would like to read until later? Huh? And you? Interested later or interested now? Now. Okay. So this should be taken seriously. We will never hear that, you know, you brag about that you have Upanayana. We'll never hear that you consider that you're better than others. We'll never hear because you have Upanayana you don't do work. That's one of the vows also, is to do menial service. Always engage, not be lazy. Brahmacharya never sits around and watches someone else work. Someone's working, they help. They never just sit around and, oh, that's someone else's work. Or I'm the Brahmin, I do the puja, you wash the pots. No, they don't do that. Brahmin means he's interested in Brahman, so he sees all of that as service to Krishna. It's not prestige. It's actual, you know, position. This makes some sense. Right? So, then we will never hear these things? Sure. Very important. Because otherwise, then the whole thing is true. and then we'll start the fire. And then as we go, then we'll explain things as we go. No. You don't do these things? Isn't the advisor supposed to do these things?
No, but I know that the people are usually put on the floor.
You can put that also. You understand? It means the advisor. Means, no. Means generally it's that, otherwise we can do it at this point. But it shouldn't go in that corner. Oh, it's not that in the 18. It goes in that corner.
Yasya devam ritvijam Hotaram ratnadaramam harihyo
Bye.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Bhuvasvaha Vishnave Namaha. Om Bhuvasvaha Achyutaye Namaha. Om Swasvaha
Swaha. Hare
Hare Krishna.
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 Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare